AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Uvalde, Texas, say a shooter who prompted a lockdown at an elementary school has been taken into custody. There are no immediate reports of injuries. The Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, says a lot of people are voting in today's primaries.
We've had record turnout so far. We're really pleased. The counties are really doing a wonderful job. And obviously we're here at GEMA headquarters, just monitoring all the situations that could arise.
It's also the biggest test yet of new voting restrictions enacted by Republicans in Georgia after the 2020 presidential election, amid an effort by former President Donald Trump to cast doubt on his loss with unsubstantiated claims of fraud. President Biden is on his way home from Asia after urging fellow leaders to work harder to stop Russia's further aggression in Ukraine.
The president says they're navigating a dark hour in our shared history.
This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
In a summit with Australia, India, and Japan, the president's message seemed at least partly aimed at New Delhi, which, unlike nearly every other U.S. ally, has not sanctioned Russia or even condemned it. In a separate meeting, Prime Minister Narendra Modi touted U.S.-Indian relations but did not publicly mention the Ukraine war. The president did.
The U.S. and India are going to continue consulting closely on how to mitigate these negative effects.
But in a sign of India's relationship with Moscow, a post-summit statement from the four nations made no mention of Russia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
An independent commission is recommending new names for nine Army posts named after Confederate officers. Retired Brigadier General Ty Sejuli says there are a lot of names to choose from.
We found members of the Army family who exemplify the spirit of the nation and the values we cherish.
One recommendation, Fort Bragg in North Carolina would become Fort Liberty. This is AP News. Governments and corporate leaders at the World Economic Forum are debating whether oil and gas companies should be involved in the transition to renewable energy.
The questions, both practical and urgent, as Russia's invasion of Ukraine has forced many countries that have depended on Russian oil and gas to make swift changes to energy supplies. Many energy experts argue that viable alternatives are already in place. For example, the costs of wind and solar have come down considerably in recent decades, while efficiencies of both have dramatically increased. At the same time, other less mature technologies have promise but need massive investment to develop. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Maryland man, Matthew Miller, who was draped in a Confederate flag when he stormed the Capitol last year, was sentenced to 33 months in prison for assaulting police officers and obstructing an official proceeding during the mob's attack. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.